As the planned vaccination schedule reaches its 80% goals in New South Wales and Victoria pushes their agenda further, two very revealing pieces of information have come out this week. One in New South Wales, where Premier Gladys Berejiklian is no longer attending the daily announcements, and neither is her Chief Health Officer, Kerry Chant. Instead, they wheel out the deputy who today announced that there were seven COVID deaths in New South Wales, six of them to people who had the vaccine, and all of them had underlying health conditions. Let's take a look.
As the minister said, tragically today we announced the deaths of seven people who have lost their lives to COVID-19, four women and three men. One person was in their 40s, one person in their 50s, two people in their 70s, two people in their 80s, and one person who was in their 90s. All of those individuals had underlying health conditions. One person was not vaccinated, three people had received one dose of a COVID vaccine, and three people had received two doses of a COVID vaccine.
And in Victoria, the same strategy is going on now in the daily announcements, whereby Brett Sutton, the Chief Health Officer, is nowhere to be seen, and Daniel Andrews is, of course, nowhere where we would have to actually justify the answers that are coming out from this health officer, who tells us that out of some 370 odd people in hospital with COVID, 78% of them had been double jabbed and 17% of them had been single jabbed. That leaves, for those of us who can add up, just 5% of hospitalized people in Victoria with COVID were unvaccinated. Let's have a look.
We also have 375 people with COVID in the hospital at the moment. 81 of those are in intensive care and 61 are on a ventilator. Of the people who were in hospital yesterday, 78% were vaccinated and 17 were partially vaccinated.
Now, I don't know about you at home, but if I am reading that the vast majority of people in hospital or are dying of COVID have been partially or fully vaccinated, then what was the purpose of the vaccine in the first place? And why are they still pushing it so hard in order to let us out? It's extraordinary that they are still pushing this so hard. Perhaps it's because they know that the results are as bad as what's appearing in Singapore, as we reported yesterday on World Series News Underground. But it's worse than that already in Australia. And in Victoria, the vaccine rates are really low. According to Vic Health .gov.au, just 18% of Victorians have been double jabbed and 37% have been single jabbed. So, how is it possible that 95% of all hospital admissions for COVID have been vaccinated? Could, in fact, the government and the World Health Organization, to whom they are subservient to, could they have both failed? Could our governments have got it that wrong? And could the conspiracy theorists have got it right all along? Well, this remains to be seen. This is another report for worldseriesnews.com.au. Please share this video far and wide and get the truth out there. And we'll see you on the next show. Thanks for watching.